Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
It's Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Tonight we have Cheryl Adrian with us and waiting for her to come on. And it's going to be a good show. I want to wish you all happy fall because today's first day of fall. And in Florida we're having a weeny bit of coolness compared to 96% humidity and no rain. So... and, you know, remember to keep positive in this day and time. So, I guess I'll start and wait for her to come on. I'll start with my first person. I'm looking for her phone number here, and I don't see it yet. Hopefully she makes it. Okay, I'll take my first caller, 205. Hello, 205. How are you tonight? Where are you from?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
From Alabama.
I love your accent. Do you have a question?
My question is, Uncle with love, what do you see for me as far as long-term love again? It's been 2.5 years, so.
Well, you got to be open to it, and you don't go anywhere. You got to get out. I mean, not with COVID, but after COVID gets done, you know, get out and about and put on your lipstick and, you know, and then do something that you're interested in.
Yes.
You know, COVID, you know, whatever floats your boat, then you'll meet other like-minded people.
Okay.
That
sounds great.
I know that sounds general, but that's the truth. And too,
yes,
you might even meet him in the grocery store.
Ah, okay.
might want the same eggplant. That's what I see, and it looks like it'll probably happen within a year and a half.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless.
You do. 631. Hello, 631.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome. And what's your
question? My
question
is, I'm a bus monitor right now, but I really don't like the job. It's hard on my body. I have to travel back and forth because it's just morning and afternoon. I come home in between. I'm applying for a lot of teacher aid, teacher assistant jobs, one very close to home. Do you see me getting calls this week at all?
And you called before. I remember last time you asked. I think if they have an open slot, they'll call you. Otherwise, you'll have to stay with the bus because the positions are filled up.
Well, I mean, I did this online, you know, this week and stuff.
Well, what I'm seeing is they have the positions, old people in the positions. So if one of the old people can't make it, you can get it.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I just my friend who's older, she just retired. I mean, she, you know, didn't
want to
work.
I'm not talking about old people. I'm talking about the people that had jobs that can get rehired. In other words, they hire the original people first, and then they hire outsiders.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, I'm just saying, no, one older person just quit. her job as an aide, and she told me about it, and I just applied last Wednesday. Right, where there were ads
right. In paper. Only if there's an opening where you get it, you might have to remain, because they're going to start school any time now, and they have positions filled.
We already had school open since September 3rd.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope that was helpful to you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I just did 307, so I think I did. I'm not sure. Hello, 307.
Hi.
Did I just do you?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm calling from Wyoming, and my name is Alyssa. And my question is, this is the longest in my life that I've ever been with, like, out a man, or I've been, you know, single. And I was wondering if you see anybody coming into my life anytime soon.
Do you ever go to church, you know, like after COVID? Do you go to, I see you could meet him at church. And
okay,
he'd be
actually,
a,
I wasn't thinking about going to church.
And he'd be a transplant from another state.
He would be from another state. Okay.
Yes. But I
okay,
hear
cool.
church.
Alrighty, I've been thinking about going, so that's
well,
maybe I
you
will
could
meet
him.
Nice.
You could meet him this year.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 2 and 6.
Hello?
No, 347, sorry.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Maribel, and I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question?
I wanted to know about prospective love in 2020.
About your, I'm sorry, your what?
Like love life.
Oh, love life. They're playing that song, Searching for Love, in all the wrong places. It's going to be right out your back door. Around your community. A friend of a friend is going to, like later on in the year, like in the summer, I see you, you know, people that you know that they're COVID-free and all this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I see like a gathering and you'll meet a person at the gathering. It's a cousin of a cousin.
Mm. Okay, so nobody particularly right now?
No. Mm-mm. Nope, I don't see
okay.
anything right now. You just chop wood, carry water for a little while, and then not summertime.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 216. Hello, 216.
Hello, how are you?
Where are you from? Good. How are you? Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it about somebody else. I don't know if you do that.
Do they have permission to be read for? Because it's not nice to invade people.
Well, it's not. I just wondered if she's okay. It's my boss. She starts with a J. She just today, like, she took off, and tomorrow, and she just one day she's mad. Next day, she's just moody. I just hope everything is going okay with her. How's that?
Well, she's just having a lot of personal issues. That's all I can say.
That's all. I just hope she's okay because I love her as a boss.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just get personal issues.
I just wondered. Okay. Anything? Okay. One. Do you see me there next year? This job is going to last, isn't it? I love it.
Yeah, you're fine. There's
good.
No problem.
You
can stay as long as you want. And
thank
they're
you
solid
so much.
And they're steady. You know, they're solid.
I love it.
They hear the song Solid as a Rock. So if something happens, I'll be shocked.
One of the girls has been there 40 years.
Right. I hear Solid as a Rock.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. All right, Sarah, I asked two questions. I'm sorry. You can get your next caller, okay?
Okay, honey. You have a good night.
Thank you, sweet. Listen, you have a nice evening. Thank you, okay? I don't like
you're to welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Two, one, six. Hello, 216.
You just got me. That was just me, sweetie.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm bad. Operator error. My problem.
I'm
going to
listen, but that's okay.
Okay. All right, 917. Hello, 917. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, yes, where are you from? What's your name?
My name's Tim, calling from New York.
And what's your question?
My question was if there was a new job or opportunity coming along the way. I've been setting the intentions out for my guides, and doing a little meditation at night, asking for some help from spirit.
Well, it feels like Headhunter, you have a job now, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, I feel like a headhunter will contact you, and it'll be through an email, and it's a better opportunity. And you get to ask for how much you want to make. You get insurance. You get eyeballs, teeth, and really good. And then you get a travel. Your travel up and air, up and down. So you're like a
okay.
And you're gonna let's see. The main office will probably be out of. Looks like there's a connection with Houston, Texas, you know, a main hub, and then there's another
uh-huh.
connection out of St. Louis is Missouri, right? The
yep.
Arch? It's out of St. Louis, Missouri. I know there are weird hubs, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay, okay. I will continue to do so.
And that'll probably occur within 4 months. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, thank you so very much.
All right, I hope that it was helpful.
It was. Thank you.
All right, you have a good night. All right, 510. I'm checking to see if she's on here yet. I don't see her. Darn. Oh, well, we'll keep going. Hi, 510.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
And what is your question?
Any messages from my father?
Oh, let's see. He's showing me a rake. What was the thing about raking leaves?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he's showing me a rake and raking leaves in the fall time.
Yeah, okay. Me and Paul.
And he, well, that's what he showed me, and then he's also showing me. Did he have, like, a Timex watch?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing a Timex watch. That's your confirmation that you know that he's around.
Okay.
And he says that you're doing good.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he says that you dream him, too.
Yeah.
He's come to you in a dream. So he goes, you're the more aware of the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well,
okay.
That's what he says. But what is there, two more siblings?
Yes, it is. We're triplets.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what he's telling me. I don't know that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's your message from your dad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. 415. Hello, 415.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Ann from California.
And what's your question?
I have had a lot of insomnia and a lot of stomach issues. It seems like everything I eat upsets my stomach. So anything about eating?
Well, I'm not a doctor. First of all, I would suggest you going and getting a checkup. You sound like you have like irritable bowels. You know, you might have to change your diet on.
Yeah, no, I wasn't really asking about medical reason. You know, if there are the energetic or spiritual things.
Well, you really have something the matter with you, so go to the doctor with your tummy.
Yeah, yeah.
But the not sleeping thing is you're worrying about everything. You don't turn your brain off.
Mm-hmm.
And you got toothpicks in your eyeballs. You go to lay down, bing, 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 I'm up. You might want to try meditation. You might want to try, like, some warm tea. You know, if you could drink herbal teas, there's some herbal teas that can help. You know, and then journal. If you can journal, that'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the normal things. But you're worrying too much. Your brain won't shut off. Are you good with imagery?
Sorry, good with what?
Imagery. Imaging things in your mind.
Yes.
Well, when you go to bed, picture an on-off switch. When that switch is off, any thoughts that come to you, say, go away. I'll deal with you in the morning.
Uh-huh, that'd be good.
And then picture a real pretty place in your mind that you've been to in real life or imagine. And another thing that helps, if you like the beach, follow the waves into shore. That'll help you go to sleep better than counting sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to set limitations and boundaries with your mind too, hon.
Right.
You know, and you're an absorber, too. You need to say your prayers and bubble yourself. You know, do your protection bubble. And then wash off. You also are a little sponge. You got to quit doing that. Hello, I'm sucking everything up. So, you know, do your white light prayer bubble and everything slides off like Teflon. Then when you take a shower, any negativity that you picked up, wash it down, put it in a ball, send it up too late, or send it down into the earth, however you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help any?
Yeah, I'll remember to do all those. I mean, I do a lot of those things, like in the morning before I leave the house, but I just have to do it again at night.
Yeah, but you have to do it before you go to bed, sweetie.
Exactly, yep.
You know, otherwise
it's
you're like
a new habit.
Having all the stuff of the day on you. You know, another habit that to do is stomp the day off you before you go in the door.
Oh, I like that.
You know, but don't leave an energy ball out there. Send it to the light or in the earth. Because there's running amok energy balls all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice. Other people run into it. It's like little Slimers running around. Everybody's getting in with everybody else's energy balls. I hope that helps you, hon.
Yeah. I mean, I've been unemployed, and I don't want to go back to the same job. So it's just kind of an unknown of the new career coming up.
Well, that's scary, but, you know,
yeah.
You always land on your feet.
Always. That's true.
You know, and you always do it 13th hour. There isn't really 13 hours, but last minute, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So you're blessed that way. You always end up okay. Not negating what you're going through, but what I'm saying,
right.
Sometimes things work out better than you think. You know,
yeah.
Like a happy surprise. So I think that you're going to get another happy surprise.
Wonderful.
Work-wise. Well, that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I know, I can't be specific with the happy surprise thing. Sorry, it's flavors like ice cream. But.
I like that. No, I understand.
But there you go.
Yeah.
Well, my lady isn't showing up, so I guess it's just us chickens. So
well,
I hope that I'm helping everybody tonight. Have a good night.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. 860.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you from and what's your name?
My name's Amla and I'm from Connecticut. I just was wondering, maybe for the rest of September, October, do you see me meeting somebody committed partnership-wise? It's been
well,
a really long time.
Well, you got to get a known first.
Oh, I'm going out. Definitely, I'm going out.
I know that, but I mean, you got to date and get to know them, you know.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I see you being only dating like one person.
Okay.
You know, and they're only dating you, so that's sort of a committed relationship.
Do you know how we meet or when we do?
Well, let me see.
Sure.
Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Nitro. There you go. It feels like you'll have an introduction at Thanksgiving, and it's like invite a friend party. But these
okay.
are people that you know, and you know you got to be careful of COVID and blah blah blah. I always put that out there. But
yes.
you'll meet a friend through them because he's a guy that's single. You're single, and
right.
you'll like each other, and you'll strike something up. He looks like he has sandy brown hair. He has
okay.
green eyes. He's like 5'11", medium build.
Okay.
And he works in IT.
Oh, so he's a computer guy?
Yeah, IT.
Wow. Okay, that's totally, it's so funny because that's so not me. It's
oh,
funny.
Well. I told the lady she was going to marry a bald dude and she didn't like guys with no hair. And she married and treats her like
no,
a goddess.
No, exactly.
I have no need to be right.
No, I agree with you. I think it's great to have opposites attract. And do you have any messages, just one little thing with the angels for... I've been feeling run down lately. Is it going to pick up in the next month?
You mean your health or how you're feeling?
No, just energy-wise. I'm meeting like these, it's just like everybody's falling away. You know, my vibration, my frequency is basically shifting from lower to higher.
Well, the air's rare on Mount Olympus. When you get more spiritual, the acquaintances fall away.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
what's happening to you, and I tell this to my clients.
Okay.
Anything and everything, anything, people, places, and things that no longer serve your soul is going to be taken away. It's not a punishment. Mm-hmm. It's just you're raising mm-hmm. your vibration.
Right. So do you feel me filling up with other people in the next? It's been a while. It's been 2 months of this. This has just been emptying out everything, and now I'm just wondering
right,
if I'm gonna fill
up. Yeah, you're a friendly person. You'll make other friends.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
but we've had COVID. We've had an epidemic, guys.
I know.
You know, so, hello. Take a moment. Take
well,
a breath.
I know, but it's just very rare for me to even, like, I don't vibrate. It's not even like, you need to have the same favorite color. It's more like, and you know this, it's energy. Does my energy match yours? If it really doesn't, I'm not going to compromise. You know what I mean? I don't want to compromise anymore. I've been doing that way too long, most of my life.
Well, you're going to get with other like-minded souls.
Okay, good. Well, good. I'm glad for that. I can't wait.
Once things open up, you're going to join spiritual groups and do spiritual things and then do stuff that you're interested with. And you, like attracts like.
Right. That's right.
You know?
That's right. It's happening. It's just, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so
but
very much,
you've
got to
calm down. You still ain't got a lick of patience.
I know, I don't. I'm sad. I'm happy.
I want it now.
I know.
You're
going to
learn
terrible.
The P word despite yourself.
I know.
You're going to be okay, boo boo.
You're funny. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hello, 772.
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Jill. How are you?
Hi, Jill. How are you doing? It's just me.
That's fine. And I'm going to throw you for a loop because I got thrown for a loop last week.
Uh-oh,
and I want to know
happened?
What you see.
Okay.
My job, they are moving me to another department next month. And so I want to see how that's going to turn out for me.
It's going to be okay. You aren't fired. It's just they wanted to use your skills in another area, and you're going to learn new things, and you're going to like it a lot more.
Are you sure? Because it almost feels like a demotion for me, so I just want to make sure.
I don't think it is.
No? Okay.
I think you'll enjoy it a lot more. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like you'll enjoy it a lot more.
Okay, well, maybe there's a reason.
You know, and it's like, I think it's gonna turn out better than you thought.
Okay, I'm gonna trust you because you are.
And you're solid
right.
Where you are. I don't see.
No, I am.
Because they
solid,
like you
right?
There.
Oh, I know they do. They're trying to tell me that. You know, I was handpicked, and this is a good move.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mean thing at all.
Okay.
And do you get more money, too?
No.
No.
It's a lateral.
Well, down the road, like within 90 days, you'll probably get a little more money.
Oh, okay. They said no more money, so I wasn't expecting any.
Oh, I don't know. I just see maybe you'll do a good job and they'll give you a little raise. I'm not seeing a huge one, but a little one.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, I'm happy to have a job, Kelly Jo.
Oh, I know. I said at least they didn't fire her. You know, that's when you were telling
right,
me.
Right. Yeah. They let go 50 people, so I guess
right.
I should.
So they placed you someplace where you were safe.
Well, my department, nobody was getting let go, but they reorged. And so I've been taken out of my department and going somewhere else.
Right.
Okay,
but
so you think it's a good move?
I think it's a good move.
Okay. Do you see anything else positive coming my way?
Well, you and your hubby are going to go away and have some fun. What is there, a little road trip or something?
February, we're going to go on a cruise.
That's not a road trip.
Yeah, we canceled our road trip in November because of COVID.
Oh, but I just see like a little road trip like there and back, you know, like a couple hours or 3 hours and there and back. Wherever you're going is within a 3-hour jaunt.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Blessings
you're welcome,
to you
ma'am.
And thank you again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and I hope I'll see you in the future, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, everybody, and see you in the future.